नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय। कुंती उवाच, नमस्ते पुरुषं साक्षात् आद्यं ईश्वरं प्रकृते परं अलक्ष्यं सर्वभूतानां अंतर बहिः अवस्थितं। नमस्ते पुरुषं तु आद्यं ईश्वरं प्रकृते परं अलक्ष्यं सर्वभूतानां अंतर बहिः अवस्थितम्। नमस्ते पुरुषं त्वा, नमस्ते पुरुषं त्वा, यू कैन प्रोनाउंस
नमस्ते पुरुषं त्वा
आद्यं ईश्वरं प्रकृति परम अलक्ष्यं सर्वभूतानां अंतर बहिः अवस्थितम्। This is a prayer offered by Kunti to Krishna after finishing the battle of Kurukshetra, when Krishna was leaving for his own kingdom, Dwarka. At that time, he went to take blessings from Kunti. Kunti happened to be Krishna's aunt, father's sister. So he went to take leave from aunt. At that time, Kunti offered this prayer. Kunti, although she knew that Krishna is her nephew, brother's son, but still she knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna comes here as ordinary human being, but the purpose is to re-establish the principles of religion as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sadhana vinashaya cha duskita. Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sijamaham. Anything, ishavasyamidam sarvam, anything whatever we see, that is God's property, Krishna's property. So, as the owner sometimes goes to visit his property or to see things that management is going on nicely, so everything belongs to God. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva loko maheshwaram. भोक्तारं जगतवसां सर्वलोकमहेश्वरं श्रीदां सर्वभूतानां ज्ञाता मां शान्तिमिच्छति। दिस् इस् दि मिस्टेक् आफ् दि मॉडर्न् वर्ल्ड्, नाट् ओन्लि मॉडर्न्, दिस् इस् दि मिस्टेक् आफ् दि मेटीरियल् वर्ल्ड्। they do not know that everything belongs to God. That's a fact. We fight, this is my land, this is your land. But fighting, we die. And the land is there. The land does not go with the fighters. The fight amongst themselves, this is my land, this is my land. But the land remains, and the persons fighting, they go away. This is the problem. But still we do not understand that the land does not belong to either you or to me. It belongs to Krishna. So anyway, just to establish, to remind them, Krishna comes, that any land does not belong to you. Bhoktaram, I am the Indian. Sarva-loka-maheshwaram. I am the proprietor of all the planets. That's a fact. Kunti knew it, that we fought the battle of Kurukshetra, but actually Krishna is the supreme proprietor. Therefore she is offering her prayer. Namasse Purushang Tva. You are Purushang. Purushang means the angel. Krishna is not addressed as a female. Just like there are, not in your country, in India, there are many devotees of Durga. They take Durga as the supreme. Durga is supreme, the supreme power and energy within this material world. The supreme energy, that is external energy, that is called Durga. Durga means very difficult to overcome. Everyone is trying to overcome the difficulties of this material world. But it is very, very difficult. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Daivi jisa gunamai mamo maya durattaya. You cannot surpass the stringent laws of material nature. You cannot. This is our struggle for existence. Material nature is offering some difficulty and we are trying to overcome them. This is called struggle for existence. And this is going on, life after life, any life, either human form of life or animal form of life, the struggle is there. There must be. Always anxiety. Sada samudvigna dhiyam asad graha. Because we have accepted this material body, or this material world. To accept this material world means to accept different types of material body. And so long you have got this material body, either you have got the body of a human being or an animal or of demigod, always there must be fearfulness, anxiety. Because we have accepted something foreign. This material world is foreign to the living entities. The living entity is spiritual. So his actual residence is in the spiritual world. But somehow or other he has come in contact with this material world. Therefore he is suffering. Threefold miseries. Adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidaivi, he must suffer. Therefore this Krishna consciousness movement is to get the living entity relieved from this material miserable condition of life and take him back to home, back to Godhead. That is also Krishna's mission. Krishna also came to impress that this is not your place. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. You are creating so many plans to live here very peacefully, but that is not possible. Therefore, you give up all this nonsense plan. Just come to me, surrender to me, and I shall give you protection. Because he is the father. Father wants that the nonsense sons, they want to live independently, but he has no such means. Therefore, father comes to invite, come back. Sarva dharma, vitaraga bhaya krodha. These things are explained in the Bhagavad Gita. So, Kunti knew it. Therefore, although Krishna was present before her as a nephew, aunt is respectable. Krishna came to offer his respect of obeisances before going home. But Kunti is offering respect to Krishna. Therefore, she is saying, Namaste, I offer my obediences unto you, Krishna. Why? Purushantva, you are the Supreme Person. Therefore, I must offer my respect unto you. Namaste Purushantva Adyam. Adyam means original. Original person. That is stated in the Brahma Sanghita. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi. Anadi means who has no beginning. But he is the beginning of everything. That is Krishna. We have got experience that anything we in our experience, it has got a beginning. Beginning. But Krishna is without beginning. And all others, they have got beginning. From Krishna, within this material world, from Krishna, Brahma, from Brahma, Narada, or many other demigods, then from demigods, we human beings, in this way we have increased. Brahma is the first created being within this universe and is created by Krishna. So they are taking account of this material, this universe. The Brahma is therefore called grandfather, meaning father of the father. But Krishna is the great grandfather. The father of Brahma also. Therefore it is said Adyam, the original person. Namaste Purusang Tva Adyam. What kind of Adyam? Isharam. Isharam means controller. Adyam Isharam, the original controller. Now, we have got experience about controlling. Suppose I am controlling this institution, Krishna Consciousness Movement. But that does not mean I am the original controller. Similarly, there are many, many big men, business magnates, controlling his factory, his office. But he is not original controller. He is controlled by the government. And the government is controlled by somebody. The people. In this way, you will see in this world, there is one controller. Everyone is controller. If one has nothing to control, he keeps a dog to control. There is very good experience in your country. He has no children to control, no wife to control, keep a dog. So the controlling propensity is there, everywhere. But he is not supreme controller. So if you study that here is a controller controlling a dog, but he is controlled by his master, he is controlled by somebody, somebody, somebody. In this way, you will find that Brahma is the original controller of this universe, but he is also controlled by Krishna. Therefore, he is the original controller. And the original controller means God, who is not controlled by anyone. Within our experience, we see that one is controller, but he is controlled by somebody else. But in this way, if you approach a person who is controller but never controlled by others, that is God. Therefore, here it is said, Namaste Purusham Tva Hadyam Isharam. Then, Hadyam Isharam, how it is? Na Prakite Para, beyond this material nature. You'll find in the Bhagavad Gita this verse, Paratasmal Bhava Anya. There is another nature. Just like you are seeing within your vision, the big, horizon, and within this there are millions and millions of stars, suns and planets. We cannot account for, although you are seeing daily, but we have no such knowledge. We cannot account for them. We are so minute. Still, we are thinking, what is God? I am God. So Krishna is not that kind of God, imaginary. He is real God. Therefore, he is Prakriti Paro. Prakriti means this cosmic manifestation beyond that. He is the creator of this. God is creator of this cosmic manifestation. Therefore it is said Prakriti. Prakriti means this material nature. Para, superior, beyond. Prakriti Param, Alaksham, but not visible. God is not visible to everyone. He is visible. Here is God. But those who are not developed the eyes to see God, they think, here is a dog, and these foolish people are worshipping a dog. No, he is God, Krishna. His Krishna is called Archa Vigraha. Krishna agrees to accept your sacrifice. If you want to serve the universal form of God, that is not possible. Where you will get some big dress to cover Krishna if he appears in his universal form? But he is so kind that he has come in a form because he is almighty, all-powerful. So whatever you can provide, you can dress Krishna, you can feed Krishna, you can decorate Krishna. It is His mercy to become handy for your service. This is called Archa Vigraha. The devotional service is so nice that this example I have given many times. Just like in front of your house, there is a small letter box, a red letter box. But if you put your letters within that box, it will go 10,000 miles away. Therefore, it is post office. It is not a box. It is post office. The post office has kindly come before your door for your convenience, so that you can put your letters there and it will go to the destination. Similarly, this Archa Vigraha is just like that. Although Krishna is universal, still he has agreed to take your service. That will be accepted. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Jumi Bhaktya Prajacchati Tadaham Vashnami. Krishna says, my devotee, with affection, Jumi Bhaktya Prajacchati, Krishna is not hungry. Krishna has not come to you for accepting your offerings because he is hungry. No, he is not hungry. He is self-complete. And in the spiritual world, he said, Lakshmi Sahastra Sata Samrama Sivamanam. He is served by hundreds and thousands of goddess of pearls. But Krishna is so kind because if you are seriously lover of Krishna, he is here to accept your patram pushpam. Even you are the poorest of the poor, he will accept whatever you can collect. A little leaf, a little water, a little flower. Any part of the world, anybody can secure and offer to Krishna. Krishna, I have nothing to offer you, I am very poor. Please accept me. Krishna is there. Krishna says, Tadaham asnami, I eat. So main thing is bhakti, affection, love. So here it is said, Alaksham. Krishna is not visible, God is not visible, but he is so kind that he has come before you, visible to your material eyes. Krishna is not visible within this material world, material eyes. Just like Krishna's part and parcel, we are Krishna's part and parcel, all living entities. But we do not see each other. You cannot see me, I do not see you. No, I see you. What you see? You see my body. Then, when the soul is gone from the body, why you are crying? My father is gone. Why father is gone? Father is lying here. Then what you have seen? You have seen the dead body of your father, not your father. So if you cannot see the particle of Krishna, the soul, how you can see Krishna? Therefore, Shastra says, Atasya Krishna Namadi Navaved Grahyam Indriyai. This blunt material eyes, he cannot see Krishna or cannot hear Krishna's name, Namadi. Nam means name. Nam means name, form, quality, pastime. These things cannot be understood by your material blunt eyes or senses. But if they are purified, sevanamukhi egijuvadu, if they are purified by the process of devotional service, you can see Krishna at all time and everywhere. But for ordinary person, alaksham, not visible. Krishna is everywhere. God is everywhere. Annantarastham paramanachayantarastham. The alaksham sarvabhutanam. Although Krishna is outside and inside, both, still we cannot see Krishna unless we have got the eyes to see Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to open the eyes. How to see Krishna? And if you can see Krishna antarbahi, then your life is successful. Therefore, Shastra says that antarbahi, antarbahi jadi Krishna, tamasata takkim. Nantarbahi jadi hari, tamasata takkim. Everyone is trying to become perfect. But the perfection means when one can see Krishna within and without. That is perfection. Aradhita jadi hari sabasata takim. If you have been able to worship Krishna, then there is no need of any more austerities, penances, because to self-realize or to no God, there are so many processes, austerities, penances. Sometimes we go to the forest, to see where is God. But there are different processes. But the Shastra says that actually, if you are worshipping Krishna, Aradhita Jadi Hari, Stavasata Takki, then there is no more need of your undergoing severe penances and austerities. And Naradhita Jadi Hari, Stavasata Takki. And ultimately, after going undergoing severe austerities and penances, if you do not know what is Krishna, then what is the use? This is useless. Naradhita Jadi Hari, Stavasata Takki. Antarpahi jadi hari stavasata takkin. Similarly, if you can see 24 hours Krishna within and without, then that is the end of all tapasya. So here Krishna says, here Kunti says that although Krishna is within and without, because we haven't got the eyes to see him, alaksham, not visible. Just like Krishna was present in the battle of Kurukshetra, only the five Pandavas, just like and their mother Kunti, they could understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, and few others. So even though Krishna was present, somebody took him as ordinary human being. Abhijananti Mangamura Manushintanovasana. Because he was very kind to the human society, he came personal. Still, because they had no eyes to see him, they could not see. Therefore Kunti says, Alaksham, you are not visible. Although you are antarbahi, sarva bhutana. Not that antarbahi of the devotee. Everyone's heart, Krishna is situated. Ishara sarubhutanam, riddhese. Pointing out, riddhese. Here in the heart, Krishna is there. Now, therefore, meditation, yoga principle is how to find out Krishna within the heart. That is called meditation. So, Krishna's position is always transcendental. If we accept this transcendental process, Krishna consciousness, regulative principles, and try to become free from sinful life, because you cannot see Krishna or understand Krishna while you are practicing all sinful activities, then it is not possible. Namang duskidunam mura prabhadante naradhana. Those who are duskritina. Kriti means merit, meritorious, but duskriti. But merit is applied for sinful activities. So, we therefore request our, this is not request, this is our, rules and regulations, that one must be free from the sinful activities. The sinful activities, the four pillars of sinful life are illicit sex life, meat eating, intoxication and death. So our students are advised, not advised, they must follow, otherwise they will fall down. Because a sinful man cannot understand God. One side we should practice the regulative principles and the devotional process. Another side we should avoid sinful activity. Then Krishna is present and you can talk with Krishna, you can deal with Krishna. Krishna is so kind. Just like Kunti is talking with Krishna as her nephew. Similarly, you can talk with Krishna as your son, as your husband, as your lover, as your friend, as your master, as you like. I am very glad to see the Chicago temple. You are doing very nice and the hall is also very nice. So go on with your service attitude and realize Krishna, then your life will be successful. Thank you very much.